Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, bonus Twitter poll, so it's out there. If a game 0-0, is it a scoreless game? I'm not talking about the end. I'm talking about as it's going on. If a game 0-0, is it a scoreless game? Jim explained 0-0 is a score. Thus, it's not a scoreless game at that point. 87% of the respondents so far say, yes, it's scoreless. 13% say, no, it's not. And then we get a bunch of explanations. Zero is nothing in the absence of everything. Therefore, 0-0 is the absence of a score and is scoreless. Thank you. And then another guy comments,
right,
if the game ends in a 0-0 tie, it should be considered a score because that's the final score. If the game is 0-0 and the game is in progress, it should be considered scoreless. That's my logic, at least. Another guy, Frank. Frank means business.
What does Frank mean?
Frank, that's his last name.
Oh,
means.
Okay. All right.
He's like Natrone means. 0-0 is a score, but no one has scored. Therefore, it's scoreless. So both are correct.
Right. That's kind of the conclusion I came to.
Yeah, I'm on Frank's wavelength there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I put this up, and there's now 50 comments about it. Then I am going to be addicted to these comments.
102 votes
in like
5 minutes?
And a half, not even 3 minutes. It's ridiculous. All right, a higher power has weighed in on this scoreless thing.
Did we hear from him?
Go ahead, producer Matt. What
we
do you got?
Did, yes. I texted Lanny Fritteri.
Okay.
Professor Fritteri.
Yes. Yeah, Professor Fritteri at Waynesburg. Go.
He says, to say the game is scoreless is okay, but also neither team has scored a run, therefore neither team has scored. But to say the game is scoreless is okay.
Now we got all it right. Squared away. Thanks. Yeah, that clears it up, Lanny.
I'm giving Lanny a C for that answer, honestly.
Well, I think everybody's come to the same conclusion. You think you have the right answer, and then you stop for a minute and you go, well, I guess it could be. That's like the answer
right.
to this question.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh.
But thanks for Lanny for checking in.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I thought we'd get something definitive from Lanny. I guess we kind of did, but not really.
I don't think there is a definitive answer
no.
here. This is the most feedback we've gotten over anything in quite some time. Ryan now tweets us, Jim. Score is a homonym. Has either team scored? No. Therefore, the game is scoreless, a.k.a. the absence of scores, goals, runs, etc. However, there is always a score, even if the score is 0-0. Therefore, both are correct. I think
it's not a homonym, but anyway, his point is, I get his point.
Okay. It's not a homonym, though?
No. A homonym is like there. That's what homonyms are, I believe.
No. A homonym is the same spelling, different. No. A homonym
same pronunciation,
is
same, different spelling.
Same spelling, but different meanings. Right? Or different. Yeah, same spelling, different
oh,
meanings.
Oh, really? What am I confusing it with?
Homophone, maybe? Wait. A homonym.
I mean, school's out for the summer.
Oh, my God. God, what are we doing today? A homonym is when each of two or more words have the same spelling but different meanings.
Yeah, I just looked
like
up.
Like pole and pole.
I just looked it up, too.
Right?
Oh, wait a minute. That's not.
No, same spelling, different meanings.
That's
so
what I
pole
said.
And pole wouldn't be the. If you're
no,
saying
pole
says there are
and
two
pole.
Of them now.
Like a pole and a Polish person.
See, it says.
Okay.
Well, here's another one. Each of two words having the same pronunciation but different meanings. Origins or spellings, for example, two, and two.
A homophone. So a homonym is there and there, like T-H-E-R-E,
that's
T-H-E-I-R.
That's what I always thought, yes.
A homograph is like lead and lead, right? A homophone. Yeah, I think I'm right about this. A homophone is this. Is,
whatever, I get what the guy's trying to say. This is getting way too academic.
Right, but
where's that Carnegie Mellon?
Go
guy?
Over the scoreless thing again real quick. So you said
so if
earlier,
I say that when the game first started, Portugal and Morocco were scoreless.
Yes.
And then I said, no, wait a minute, there is a score. It's 0-0.
Okay.
And then we got into the whole discussion that actually we came to the conclusion, I think, that both are correct, that it is a scoreless tie because there is an absence of scores, meaning goals, but
runs, et cetera.
There's actually a score because the score is 0-0.
Right. So we got that all squared away?
Not really.
So scoreless. So if somebody says the game is scoreless, the game's scoreless going to the fourth inning and it's 0-0, are they correct? In some ways, some people say no because the score is actually 0-0. Some other people say, yeah, it's scoreless. Nobody scored. A score is a verb. It's an action word. It's crossing home plate.
Right.
So it's dependent on how if you use it as a verb or a noun, I think.
Yeah.
There's also that factor. We got to call CMU.
There are still 9 hours left in the poll.
There is. You're right about that.
How did you set out like 10 hours for a poll? You just kind of arbitrarily chose.
Yeah, I just said I'm gonna be absolutely tired of it by, 6 o'clock tonight.
I think we're going to be tired of it by 9.
this morning.
Are we going to get this decided? We're going to get a Carnegie Mellon math guy before 10 o'clock?
No, I think it's more of a linguist.
Oh, we're going to get
than
both.
A math person, right?
Oh, then, okay, if we're going to go to CMU for math, where do we go for English?
Like
Duquesne?
No.
Point Park?
I don't know.
Pitt?
Anyway, people are trying to weigh in on the phones, 412-928-9370. We'll see if anybody has the answer. I don't know if people do have... I think that both are correct. I think we've arrived there, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's where we are. I think it's all okay. About this kid from Notre Dame, though, from Central Catholic. I think he lives in Penn Hills, by the way. I think he's from Penn Hills' school district, that David Adams. Walking away from football after this laundry list of injuries that he lists on Twitter. At just 19 years old. I think you're right. For me, it's probably the byproduct of volume more than anything. Volume at a young age. And don't forget, you say 16 games, right? It's added practices, too. It's all that's banging and banging and banging all that time.
And yet, how many injuries has Aaron Donald have? Now, he didn't play it. The thing is, though, when he played at Penn Hills, he did not play as many games per season as kids at Central did. He played in a few playoff games, but I don't think they ever won more than one or two per season when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that add up? I'm sure that there are studies out there someplace, but I think it's a combination of things, and tough luck, bad luck is one of them.
Let's talk to Dave in Squirrel Hill. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You sound smart. What do you got?
What I got is this. It comes down to noun and verb. If score and scoreless is used as a verb, it's correct. If score as a noun is used to describe the score of the game, it's correct. They're simultaneously correct.
Okay.
Great.
What's your academic background? Just curious.
I'm an English teacher.
Okay.
Have a master's degree in English writing. That's my basic academic background.
Okay. Well,
that's good.
Good stuff. Where's your master's degree from?
It's from Seton Hill University, bachelor's from the University of Pittsburgh.
Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah.
All right, and you teach high school around here or something?
I teach high school English, yes, okay. Penn Trafford High School.
From a guy drives all the way.
He's smarter than we are.
Yeah, did you teach Zeiss in high school, by the way?
I did not teach Zeiss, but I knew him in high school. I knew who he was. And
forget this question about the score and the scoreless. What kind of guy was the Zeiss in high school?
Oh, Zeiss was a legend. Zeiss, he's like he is now. He's Zeiss.
Did you guys sit around the teacher's lounge talking about Zeiss?
No, his name doesn't come up anymore, unfortunately. But I'm sure he left an indelible mark in his time.
There we go. All right, so we got the answer to that, and more so that Zeiss is a legend, of course, at Penn Trafford High School. So there's that. All right, I think he's right. It's simultaneous. You could be right both regards.
Right.
So no more talking about that. So there's that. Let's get back into the Pirates at the top of the hour.
I can't wait for the 11 o'clock match to begin so I can say it's scoreless at 11:20.
What if it's a scoreless tie, scoreless draw?
Well, that won't be while I'm still on the air. Jeff will have to give you that scoreless tie.
Oh, yeah, because this game's already 1-0.
Right.
Who's on first? Second base. That's what it sounds like today.
Yeah, who cares?
Uh-huh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.